This is Lynn Singer coming to you live from Lotus Studios in New York City with another weekly podcast based on my book, Breaking Into Brilliance. Tonight I'm speaking with Monique Lang, psychotherapist, teacher, writer, and healer, and a leader of Vision Quests. Tonight we will explore emotional baggage, how we are with it and how we are without it. I'm particularly interested in Monique as a shaman. But first, Monique, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy you are here. How do we come to have emotional baggage?
So typically we get emotional baggage through trauma, whereas it could be big T trauma like a sexual assault or an accident or war or just living in very difficult circumstances. So big T trauma are very noticeable, very impactful. They tend to be one-time event, like a tsunami would be a big T trauma. Mm-hmm. A lot of the baggage, though, comes from what we call little T trauma or small T trauma, which are the circumstances of our daily existence that create an erosion of the brilliance of the truth of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is why I love your work around breaking into brilliance, which is about connecting with the core of who we are that gets covered by the circumstances of our lives that make us hide that. And the parts of us that hide our true brilliance, our true self, is what I call emotional baggage.
Okay. Do people recognize that it is stored in the body?
Mostly not. More and more scientists and therapists are noticing that physiological illness is connected to mental trauma, emotional trauma. Shamans have believe that forever. For them, there's no disconnection between the physiological body, the emotional body, the mental body, and the spiritual bodies. It's all one.
So what do we feel like when we live with emotional trauma? And what do we feel like when we live without it?
So let me start at the back end.
Mm-hmm.
When we are living free of emotional trauma, or when we've come to right relationship with it so that it no longer
has that effect on us.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Or it has an effect that we are in awareness of, so
and
it no longer controls us. For example,
we can handle the effect of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in right relationship. So the parts of us who took on the emotional baggage are not driving the bus.
Right.
So that's what happens. We tend to be free, creative, happy, at peace.
Mm-hmm.
All the good things. You know, we're brilliant. We're excited. We're childlike.
Right.
When we have the baggage, then we can go into self-doubt, depression, all the way into suicidality. It is true that emotional baggage will often inform our behavior in ways that is deleterious to ourselves or to others. So people who have been hurt, people who have been abused, the statistics are that people who abuse in whatever form of violence or tend to have been abused, but not all people who are abused become abusers.
People who have been abused sometimes abuse. It's not always true.
Correct.
I'm curious with your work in shamanism, because we know about psychotherapy. I would imagine many people that are listening know about psychotherapy, have been in psychotherapy, have maybe worked with healers, but they might not know what is different between healing, psychotherapy, healers and psychotherapy, and shamanism. So how would you approach people with this kind of emotional baggage on a vision quest in your shamanism workshops that's different than what you would do in psychotherapy?
A vision quest is really a type of mindfulness practice that happens outdoors. And traditional vision quests are rites of passage for which people train for many, many, many years. So what I do is that I create experiences where people have an experience of being by themselves in nature with the support of a group that holds the space, that holds the intention for their well-being.
What are some of the things that people come out with when they work on a vision quest with you? In nature, with a group, holding the space for their well-being, it will calm them down. It will give them a broader view of the world. They will look to the spirits in the trees. They will have a sense of something greater than themselves, possibly.
All of the above. But mostly my experience, what I find is people go into nature by themselves with a lot of fears, a lot of survival fears, and they come out feeling safe.
Okay, let's talk about that. Why do people go into nature with survival fears?
It's one thing to go for a hike. It's another thing to be in nature by yourself overnight. You don't go on vision quests usually just for the heck of it. I mean, my first vision quest, I thought I was just going camping. what a surprise. Even before people go out, there's a lot of ceremonies that happens and a lot of intention setting.
What are you looking for?
What do you want this time to be? For most of us to be alone at night particularly with no thing to do is very frightening.
Right.
So people get to face their fears of being alone, being in the dark, not having food, not having anything to occupy the mind. So that's the first phase. And then comes a time where people just settle in and our nervous system begins to calm down. And we get to connect with the spirits of nature. We get to connect with the safety and the holding of Mother Earth.
Wonderful.
And that's what people bring back with them.
Right.
Although I had an interesting experience where one person went off like everybody else and came back like 2 hours later and spent the whole time at base camp with me. And that was a reparative experience for her because she was in a she grew up in a household where coming home was not an option. You know, I mean, there was nobody home to take care of her or anything. So to be able to not be in the scared place was the healing. So it's different
for each person. This is fascinating. Monique Lang has presented at the Omega Institute, at the Kripalu Center, and the Center for Health and Healing. She has a private practice in New York. She can be found at Monique Lang. LCSW.com. So when is your next vision quest? Possibly.
I'm thinking fall. Fall is a really, really good time because it's not too cold.
This is Lynn Singer, and this has been another Breaking into Brilliance podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this discussion. And until we meet again, light, beauty, and peace be with you.